The Bavanshi shoved Garin to the floor, where he remained in a daze. She glided over his body, her glittering eyes locked on Anya.
Ah, you're conflicted about him, aren't you? You want him, but you're repelled by him at the same time. Let me take him off your hands. No need for weaponry. Is he really worth fighting over? Come now. I'll even let you watch as I drain his blood to the last delicious drop.
I said get away from him. I'm not going to ask you again.
Oh, I see. You want to taste him too. Well, I'm the generous sort. We can share. How about it, Anya Creed?
Make a move to bite him and it'll be the last thing you ever do.
Oh, I don't think so. You're a worthy foe, but you're no match for me.
There was a flash, and the Shi held the grip of a claymore in both hands. Anya knocked the thrown sword out of the air.
You're quick!
The Shi spun and threw an axe. Anya dove to the side, and the axe embedded itself in a wood table. She spun low and slashed out, leaving a gash in the Shi's thigh.
You drew first blood, but I'll draw the last.
A jagged blade appeared in her hand. Anya knocked the knife out of her hand and slashed the Shi across the chest. Black blood stained her emerald gown. The Bavanshi now had two dirks in her hands. Anya knocked both knives out of the air, spun low, straightened, and kicked the Shi into the wall. She fell on her ass. The creature leaped to her feet, and Anya drove her sword through the creature's chest and into the cottage wall. Black blood ran down her chin. Her body shuddered and twitched as she gripped the blade that stuck out of her chest. She looked at Anya, bewildered.
He's all yours.
Anya jumped back when the Bavanshi's body burst into flames. She sent the sword back to the otherware, and the flaming remains fell to the floor. Anya rushed to Garin's side.
Garin?
He lay limp on the floor, his eyes open and unfocused. She shook him hard.
Garin!
His eyes rolled, and he blinked a few times before sitting up.
Anya?
He looked around, frowning in confusion.
How the hell did I get here?
You're okay?
Garin touched the side of his face, which was starting to redden.
Ow. Did you hit me?
Yeah. I thought you might be dead, you ingrate.
Oh. Well, in that case, thanks, I guess.
Anya stood, extended her hand, and helped him get to his feet.